I think at the very least a question mark going into the season, especially off of what he did last year and now coming off of him playing a new position. I think he is at least a question mark here. Here's D'Amico talking about his young safety, Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, Jalen, I mean, first thing first is just he's so fun to work with. He's one of our smartest players on our team, right? He's able to handle a lot mentally and physically, very gifted guy who does a phenomenal job, whether it's in coverage, whether it's blitzing, playing in the box, playing back deep. Not many guys have the skill set that Jalen has, and he's a fun guy to work with. He's all about the team. He's a true leader for us on our team, and I'm always excited to work with Jalen because he's ready for more, like trying to see how much he can handle. He can handle a lot, and it helps our defense just with his versatility, his flexibility, and just his willingness, right, to do whatever it takes for the team to be successful. Like, that's how we want all of our guys.
All right, I know you was impressed with him today. I know Jalen Petrie. It was a Jalen Petrie day for you.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be completely transparent. I'm a Jalen Petrie guy.
I am too.
I want this to work out, Ron. I'm with D'Amico. I like everything about the dude, man. Other than seeing him on the sideline way too often last year, I like everything about him. And you know, we've beat the dead horse of man, boy. This the only thing is, can he cover? And that holds true today. But Ron, I'm watching him, and look, I don't know what's going to happen in a game. I don't advise D'Amico play a lot of man when he's out there and get him matched up on Malik Nabers this weekend if he plays, or you know what, like I don't think you should ever be reckless, obviously, but I'm watching him today, man, and he's covering, somehow getting matched up with Tank Dell, and
get ready for Josh Downs, although he is injured.
He is, yeah. He covers Tank Dell. Now, there was a flag thrown. I couldn't see how egregious the penalty was, but there was some level of PI there. But I didn't, again, it wasn't like blatantly obvious. You know, then I look up and he's covering Diggs across the middle, confidently covering Diggs across the middle, forcing a slide catch, which he didn't make the catch, so it was incomplete. And then I look up and I'll be damned if somehow Nico Collins didn't matched up on him going deep. It looked like a little slot fade type thing. And he covers him like a blanket to where they end up, the ball was probably thrown out of bounds from my angle. I couldn't tell how far out of bounds. But anyway, he just made it tough. It was physical with Nico coming
good
out.
Coverage.
Yeah, and I'm just watching that. I'm just going, man, I don't know if he's out there getting really good reps. Like, I don't know how great these reps are because you don't get to see it all like you can on film. But he damn sure is out there confidently acting like he's out there making plays. I mean, he feels really, really good about what he's doing on a play-in, play-out basis.
Well, he just has to be good enough. He doesn't have to be Stingley or Sauce Gardner or Patrick Surtain. I mean, he just has to be good enough to where it's not Jacksonville and Tavier Thomas, to where it is, I mean, it's so obvious to everybody, that's where you go, and it doesn't matter. Like, he just has to be good enough. And just listening to you and seeing this in practice, he is clearly facing guys that will help him improve and get better. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're going up against Diggs one time, you somehow get matched up with Tank Dell another time, then you get a big receiver. Because honestly, Clint, that's what I would imagine teams are going to do early. If they say, all right, we want to test five, they're going to find a way to get all of their receivers. All of their guys.
Well, they've got two reasons too, right? I mean, not only is he the guy that hasn't proven that he can do it, hell, the alternative is Derek Stingley Jr.
Or Lassiter,
So, I mean, that's the kicker, is like, do you want to consistently throw Derek Stingley Jr.'s way? Well, no. Okay, well, let's go the other way. And to your point, you got Jalen Petrie and Kamari Lassiter, which we'll see how all that works out. There's something about Petrie, man, and you hear D'Amico talking about the leadership, you hear him talking about the instincts and having been there before.
He blew up just several run plays against the Steelers. Just blew them up.
Yeah, the run plays and the pressures that D'Amico can dial up with him are absolutely beautiful, man. So just that one question mark, and it seems like at practice, it seems like he's having some really good days, and it's not because they're letting him cover Xavier Hutchinson all day long. He ain't out there blanketing Robert Woods, right? I mean, they're putting ones on ones, and he's winning more than he's losing. At least it appears that from my vantage point.
No, I'm glad he's coming along, because in that game, it's you didn't get to see a lot of coverage, at least in the Steeler game. But boy, I mean, he reads, and when he reads and determines what he sees,
when that sucker triggers.
He said it today. He said, I want to be patient, but then when I get there, a little, what is that?
What, this thing? This is Tyler's bobblehead.
Oh, is that the bobblehead?
This is Tyler's bobblehead. I wanted to bring it in the studio.
It's not legit.
What do you mean it's not legit?
What?
It doesn't have a hat on. It should have a backwards hat.
A backwards hat.
At that point in time in my life, I
was wearing hats?
I couldn't. That's what I wore to work every day. I was in a very corporate setting.
So were you hat in the truck immediately? No. As soon as you got in there, you put the hat on?
No, I didn't keep a hat in the truck.
I think this is false advertisement. You've got.
But you could wear shades.
Your.
Well, I mean, outside.
Your beard trim on the chin is different.
Yes, I did. I used to do the line right at my chin line instead of down the neck a little bit. I used to do the line
Let me put my hand on.
See, look at that, Ron. That's how you do yours right there, Ron.
I was about 45 pounds heavier whenever that bobblehead was made of me too. See the little belly?
Ron's over there wobbling that head like he's taking a leak or something.
I think they should have made the head a little bigger, but
that's fair.
I like it.
I'll accept that. That's fair.
I like it. So you weren't doing the part at the time?
Ron wants to know. Ron, we need to get the drive bobbleheads.
Oh, I got something in the works.
Ask Meg how much they cost.
I don't want you. I want to be there to help with the design.
Ron, no one.
I don't.
This
is not that invoice. He wants to be there to design.
I help pay the invoice. I will. But I want to be there for the design.
What do you mean?
I want to be there to take a look at it.